Let's bring in Fiona Radic. She's from the Peterborough Green Party. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You have a slight issue with this, don't you?
I do. The issue I have is that it's being done by a private company.
Yeah, Kingdom are doing it in Peterborough. Yeah.
That's right.
What's your problem with that?
Well, there you have to ask the question, why can't the City Council and the police organise enforcement between themselves? Is it a resourcing issue? Are they not getting sufficient money from national government? Because local authorities, we know, are being starved of funds and there are big cuts. Is it that they can't cooperate with the police, so police and City Council can't work together? Is it incompetence? They simply have not been able to do it. Or is there another reason why they can't do it themselves? What I object to very strongly is that the £9 million, which this company has picked up in profits, an increase of 30% over the last year, they're now working for 28 councils, that £9 million in profit is mostly going into Kingdom. Some councils have a deal so that they split the profits.
I think like Peterborough do, don't they?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think it's a 50-50 split, I think. Yes. So it's roughly.
The question remains, any money that's raised in a fine would normally go back into the public purse, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
And this is not doing that. So I see designed in, deliberate, accidental uselessness in terms of waste management. I'm already on the record on your programme as saying that our waste management across the board in Peterborough is unfit for purpose. And that's not unique to this city.
I suppose what they would say was, look, there's no outlay here. You know, we get this company to do it. They, you know, pay the staff. They organise it all. They sort it all out. And we get, you know, 50-ish percent of what they pick up.
Well, they're paying their staff salary out of the fines. So if I stand on a corner close to where I live, I can watch people driving round that corner with one hand on a mobile phone. Now, I reckon that if 2 out of 3 drivers or 4 out of 10 drivers or whatever the proportion is doing that, and I was in a position to fine all of those drivers, I would make a very good money out of that. Fines.
Potentially as well.
Why can't we do it ourselves?
Thinking about it, you know, from the other side, actually, if we went and employed 1,000 people to do this across the city of Peterborough, the council would make a fortune, wouldn't they?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And that begs the question, why cannot the authorities which we are paying our council tax to do enforcement for us, why can't they do it? I can't answer that question. They will have to answer that question. The other problem I've got with this is that it is all stick, and it is a very, very heavy stick, because if you don't pay the fine, you risk a criminal record. In fact, you will get a criminal record. There are 2 cases. One case went to court where somebody did fight, but most people won't fight, whatever the merits of the particular, you know, whether or not they've got a case.
Yeah, I mean, but you're a councillor for the Green Party. I mean,
I'm not a councillor. I'm a candidate.
I've never been elected.
Sorry.
You're a leading light in the Peterborough Green Party, and surely you would welcome the fact that if people are, you know, committing an offence and littering and making the city a disgrace, that they do get a criminal record. Why shouldn't they?
The problem of litter is all over the city. It is not restricted to the city centre. So I could find, there is a road, I won't name it because it's embarrassing for people who live there.
This is going to be rolled out, by the way.
Walk down that road, it's in Hillfield, you could probably collect a whole bucket full of cigarette ends out of the gutter because people smoke in their cars and then they tip the cigarette end out.
But this is going to be rolled out to Millfield soon, so, you know, there's going to be a crackdown there and around New England as well. I mean, you mentioned the council. We did ask the council to come on the show this morning and answer some of the questions you've said. Why can't they do it themselves? And we were told that, you know, a couple of hours' notice is not enough for them to come on and prepare for an interview for
the show.
I'll
bet it isn't.
Yes.
What I would like to see, what I really would like to see, is much more carrot. So this is all stick and no carrot. So people will be heavily penalised. The fines are very, very, very big. And there are not sufficient information notices, education notices, encouragement notices from the council, communicating with residents, working out better ways of doing things and solving problems. You can set up a trap and you can catch people. And I'm sure that is possibly the way in which kingdom operate, because they spot what goes wrong and then they just catch people as they do it. The council has a different set of responsibilities and duties. Its job is to resolve problems and work with residents and support residents. So the council's job is to support people who are having difficulties with the systems that it has put in place.
Fiona, thank you for that. Fiona Radich from the Green Party in Peterborough.